This is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Afghan government officials said Wednesday that reclusive Taliban chief Mullah Omar is dead and that he died more than 2 years ago in Pakistan. President Ashraf Ghani's office also said Omar died in 2013, but the Taliban itself claimed he was still alive. In Washington, the White House said the reports of Omar's death appeared credible and that U.S. intelligence authorities are looking into the circumstances of his death. Mullah Omar had made no public appearances or presented direct evidence he is alive in the last 5 years. Previous reports of his death that appeared in news media in the region had never gained wide circulation. Omar had been the supreme commander and spiritual leader of Afghanistan since 1996. Turkish warplanes bombarded Kurdish militants in northern Iraq Wednesday, hours after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said it was impossible to continue peace efforts with the Kurds. Ankara's fighter jets hit shelters, depots, and caves in six areas, Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu's office said. It was the biggest assault since Turkey launched strikes last week against the Kurdish militants and Islamic State fighters in northern Syria. Iraq condemned the air attacks as a dangerous escalation and an assault on Iraqi sovereignty. Mr. Davutoğlu has called the fight against the Kurds and Islamic State a synchronized fight against terror. But Turkey's assaults so far have been heaviest against Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK, targets, are both located in Iraq and in southeastern Turkey. You are listening to the news coming to you from Washington on the Voice of America. U.S. lawmakers pressed top administration officials Wednesday for details on the international inspection regime that will enforce a landmark nuclear pact with Iran. In a testy exchange consistent with Capitol Hill's generally frosty reception of the deal, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Republican John McCain, vented frustration over the recent agreement.
Now we have reached an agreement that will not only legitimize the Islamic Republic as a threshold nuclear state with an industrial enrichment capability, but will also unshackle this regime in its long-held pursuit of conventional military power and may actually consolidate the Islamic Republic's control in Iran for years to come.
Testifying alongside Secretary of State John Kerry, Defense Secretary Ash Carter, Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew, and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Martin Dempsey, Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz said,
They could certainly generate the nuclear materials within months, which is before Christmas. And what is then the unknown is the degree to which they have completed, which we can't discuss right now, other weaponization requirements.
The Republican-led Congress has 60 days to review the nuclear accord. Eurotunnel, the company operating the tunnel between France and England, says it has blocked more than 37,000 migrants trying to cross illegally from continental Europe to Britain since the beginning of the year. Eurotunnel announced the total Wednesday, saying France and Britain need to do more to help Eurotunnel cope with the rising numbers of migrants flooding into the area. Authorities in the northern French city, port city of Calais, said Wednesday that during the overnight hours they counted another 1,500 migrants who have tried to enter the Eurotunnel in hopes of reaching Britain. That followed a record total Monday night when police pushed back more than 2,000 migrants. The United Nations Security Council is scheduled to vote Wednesday on a draft resolution establishing an international tribunal to try those suspected of shooting down a Malaysia Airlines plane over eastern Ukraine a year ago, killing 298 passengers. Malaysia, the Netherlands, Australia, Ukraine, and Belgium have expressed their support for such a tribunal, and Malaysia has circulated a draft resolution to that effect. The president of Somalia has told VOA that his government will not hold popular elections next year due to continuing insecurity in the country. In an interview Wednesday with VOA's Somali service, President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed said that one person, one vote elections will not be possible under current circumstances. The current government was mandated to lead Somalia into general elections following the election of President Mohammed, a new parliament, and adoption of a new constitution. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.